Here at Rockwell Automation's world headquarters, research has been proceeding to provide a line of automation products that establishes a new standard for quality, technological leadership, and operational excellence. With customer success as our primary focus, work has been proceeding on the crudely conceived idea of an instrument that will not only provide inverse reactive current for use in newly natural phase detectors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal grammars. Such an instrument, comprised of Dodge gears and bearings, Reliance electric motors, Allen Bradley controls, and all monitored by Rockwell software, is Rockwell Automation's Retro Encabulator. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it's produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance. The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurring bearings run a direct line with the panometric fan. The lineup consists simply of six hydroscopic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambiphasian lunar wang shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotusode deltoid type, placed in a panendermic semi-bolloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grammars. Moreover, whenever fluorescent score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce sinusoidal deplineration. The Retro Encabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of Milford Trenyers. It's available soon wherever Rockwell Automation products are sold.